So there are, as you heard, there are big plans for the next 2-3 years, especially for this 1 year, centennial 1996. It's a big plan we have, big vision. Maybe still some of us think, you know, this is just words now, or on the paper. Doesn't sound practical. Or there are goals or vision we will never achieve, never attain. So there's still some, maybe in the mind, some, how say, some doubt that we don't believe in this. But the plan is here. Like Prabhupada was always saying, he never thought small, he was always thinking big. He thought always big. And there's nothing impossible in the Vaishnava dictionary and in the Srimad Bhagavatam and in Chaitanya Charitamrita. By remembering Srila Prabhupada, the pure devotees, and Sisi Gonitai, even the impossible can become possible. And by forgetting them, even the possible will become impossible. So therefore, the most important thing for to achieve this result or this goal is to have firm belief in Srila Prabhupada, firm faith, that we are all convinced of Srila Prabhupada and his mission. Otherwise, we cannot achieve it. We can forget the whole thing. And this faith is not here. Well, actually, Prabhupada, he is the empowered personality who came down, who was prophesied by Nityananda Prabhu, by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who is prophesied in the scriptures and by the great acharyas and by Lord Nityananda himself. That he is that person who actually is empowered to spread bhakti all over the world and who actually did it. And it will increase more and more for at least for the next 10,000 years through this ISKCON Sankirtan movement, who is a branch, a very important, as Prabhupada pointed out, it's a very important branch of the Chaitanya tree. So this mission of Srila Prabhupada, there will be no fail, because it's Lord Chaitanya's mission. And he sent us his pure representative, Srila Prabhupada, and he empowered him to write these books and take care that these books will become distributed all over the world in as many languages as there are languages in this world. So there's nothing impossible, and we have faith in Guru and Krishna, and the impossible can become possible. How this movement is spreading is actually anyway impossible. It's hardly to understand, even for us, how it spreads, how even nowadays in this most degraded time, the people still take some books and still become devotees. This is actually a real miracle. It's a real miracle. Like Prabhupada said, that's my miracle, that's my mystic power, by making others devotees and give them Krishna. So this is Prabhupada's work, Prabhupada's, how to say, mystical power, Prabhupada's gift to the world. So now it's in us, as followers of Prabhupada, we are Prabhupada Anugas, that we are convinced as he was convinced, or he still is convinced. Prabhupada is always convinced. So we have to become convinced, like Prabhupada is convinced. Prabhupada once, 1972, he challenged his senior disciples. You are actually convinced? Nobody dared anything to say. They were all silent. But inside they were very much shocked and doubtful. And they thought, Yes, actually, I'm not really convinced. When Prabhupada was saying, he was emphasizing that when you are not convinced, how can you convince others? It's not possible that we can convince others when we are ourselves are not convinced. So therefore he was saying, you have to become convinced as I am convinced. And then you can do something wonderful. Then you can save the world. Actually, one pure devotee can save a whole universe. One pure devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he can empty the whole universe. Like Vasudev Datta, or like Srila Prabhupada. He actually, by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, these pure devotees can deliver everyone and bring them back home, back to Godhead. And how it will happen? It is by Krishna's mercy. And Krishna's mercy is available by how much we are actually become eager to receive Krishna's and Prabhupada's mercy. When we only have a little faith, little devotion in Krishna and Prabhupada and Guru, then we only get a little mercy. But when we have a huge amount of faith in the instruction of Prabhupada, then we can actually get an unlimited or big amount of mercy. So therefore these things have to be clarified in our mind. So therefore we preach this already now. Some maybe think, why they make propaganda already now for centenary? It's early enough, you know, 1996 or next year. Why already now? We should not speak now already, too early. Still 2 years or 21 months. That's so much time. What we're doing now. But actually we have to do it. We have to make this propaganda now. That we are ready for that time. It's not that we're in the last moment we organize something. Especially something like centenary, Srila Prabhupada centenary. It's not something only one time. Maharaj always Lokanath Swami is always saying, emphasizing that it's only one time in the history, in this world, that there's Prabhupada centering. There's no second chance. It's only 1996. It's not 97, it's over. On 95, it is also not. And in the year 2000, it's also over. So now we have to do it. Now we have to plan it. That 1996, we are ready. Not that we are ready, we are here now, there are only a few. I hope there are much more who will be ready for 1996.
Address them. Address them, they can hear. Those who are not here, tell them.
Yeah, therefore it's your responsibility that you have to tell everyone else you meet about that. We need a whole army. A whole army of Sankirtan devotees. Otherwise we can forget it. I know for those who are distributing books, they do whatever they can. They're always a marathon. But we actually want to engage all Prabhupada Nugas, all ISKCON devotees, we want to engage in this Sankirtan mission, in this book distribution mission, what is most dear to Srila Prabhupada. And we want to please him, we should distribute his books. Prabhupada was saying, we have it on poster. When you want to please me, distribute my books. So, every one of you, you should tell the other ones. We should, wherever you go, whoever you meet, tell him about Prabhupada's centenary. That they all get a vision, that they're all ready. It's like the Olympic Games, you know. All 4 years Olympic Games. But in the year 2000 is a special Olympic Game. It's 2000 years Olympic Games. Or 1996, it's also one in Los Angeles. They want to make a big thing. But you think they plan 1995? They start now already to make plans for this 10 years before they make already plans. Or at least 3-4 years before they make plans, the karmis, for the Olympic Games. That the Olympic Games will not become a fraud or how we say,
flop.
A flop. And something like that, like Olympic Games, world fairs, were maybe only all 25 years or 20 years or 12 years, or like centennial, when that will be a flop. That is a flop, a disgrace, you know, for the whole movement, for the whole organization. It's a flop. So therefore we want to do something fantastic. Therefore we all want to have this vision in our mind, in our heart, make it to our life's mission. And we want to increase more and more this Prabhupada's family, that they all can help to distribute books. We need thousands of thousands and hundred thousands of people maybe to distribute books for that year. Why not? Everyone, because now we want to distribute this cheap booklet, very cheap in print. We made a proposal to the PPT trustees, you know, of 108 million. You heard it? 108 million of 16-page booklet about Srila Prabhupada in different languages, main languages in the world. But everybody says, no, it's not possible. It's not possible. How can we print so many books, so many booklets? But actually it's not much. It's only 2% of the world population. It's only 10% of India population. India alone could distribute 108 million such booklets with all the live members. 50,000 live members. Everybody gives $1,000, and they can give, they can get some or more dollars. And they can get so many of these booklets, and they can pass them out as many as they like to anyone they meet. So we want to inspire not only the full-time book distributors. We want to also inspire all the devotees and the folk members and the Namahatas and. Well, the friends of Krishna, the Sunday guests, even people maybe we meet on the street, we tell them, take 10 of these or 100 of these small Prabhupada books, because it's centenary of ISKCON founder Acharya, of the compiler or the writer of all these books here, you also like them, so you should give out to pass them out to all your friends. So, it's only this way we can distribute 100 million of these booklets. Otherwise, it's not possible. We have to engage others, that they also will pass them out in any way they like. It's only a small thing, it will be very cheap. But in the same time, we naturally also want to distribute big or maha-big books, Bhagavad Gita especially. Prabhupada came to this world, he came down to give us the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Nectar of Devotion, Ishapanishad. So we should also distribute these books in huge quantity. Last year, 1993, we distributed 10 million books, also literatures, over 10 million all over the world. It was not a very special year. The year before was about the same. So for this year, to do a step, you know, to 96, we have to at least double, to go on 20 million. And then, that's for 94, then 95, we should go on 40 million, double again, and then 80 million, plus the Prabhupada booklets. So in this way, we can at least distribute over 100 million of these books. So that should be our plan, and we should plan, you know, like they put in, like in the Olympic Games, like these organizers, they tax their brain, and they organize everything, and everything will become successful. And because it is in the heart of the organizers and all the devotees who are taking part, and they pray for it, and they meditate about it, and Krishna will reciprocate with these devotees. Like these Olympic Game players who take part, these champions. They're big champions, you know, world stars, football players, I would say raising track runners who were sprinting 100 meters, 200 meters, 400 meters, and the boxers, and so many other sports, you know. All athletes, all kind, different kinds of athletes will take part. And so you think they only train for 90, they start to train for these Olympic Games 96? No, they train now, you know, even they know I want to become fit, top fit for the 1996 or the year 2000 Olympics. So they can make it, or they can become the champion. So they train already 2, 3, 4 years before. Actually, after one Olympic game is finished, they start already to train for the next one. And in the same time, they are trainers and coaches who have eyes, you know, in the society. Where are here some people here who are fit, you know, for the next Olympic Games? Like I read last time a magazine about China, about how they are searching in the society about people from the youth, young people, actually children, for the Olympic Games, that they can become champions in the Olympics. And they take them already in a tender age, you know, like 10 years old, and then teach them, you know, how to become an artist, you know, this gymnastics, you know. Yeah, they have to practically have bones like gums, you know, like rubber, you know. They cannot become not stiff, you know. Has to be trained already in a young age, and they practically, you know, the teachers, you know, they almost break their bones, you know, and give them special vitamins, you know, that make the bones very elastic. And so in this way, they train them up already from the youth, you know, that they, when they're about 14 or 16 or 17 years old, you know, they send them to the Olympics, you know, to these World Games. And then they will become big champions there. And that's they train them in this way, that they only have this in the mind. They go in a special institute, you know, only learn this, you know, whole day, 24 hours in a day. They're only in the camp, you know, where they practically teach them, you know. It's a heavy course, I would say, training they have to go through. And so they're special searchers or
scouts
who are finding out this kind of youth. Although they already have some who are grown up, who will take part in the world champion, in the World Games and in the Olympics, they also will look for the next, you know, for year 2000, 2004, and so on, you know, that they have already the people ready to that time. So there's a whole organization behind it. So therefore, we also have to make plan for that now. That those who are now champions and full-time book distributors, that they are ready. And that also we find out new ones in every country all over the world. New ones who will be ready in one or 2 years, that they can take part in this centenary Prabhupada marathon. So that should be our. Therefore, everyone has to take part. It's not just that the monitor is pushing. He stays behind it. He's the person who stays behind it. But we need the cooperation of all of you and more. And then it will work out. Then it may work out by Krishna and Srila Prabhupada's mercy. But our aim has to become one, and fixed, determined in this direction, to do something wonderful for the pleasure of Srila Prabhupada. It's only once in our lifetime we can do something like that. It's no second chance. Normally one has second chance, but for that we have no second chance. It's only one time, 100 year centenary, Prabhupada's appearance. So we have to do it. We have to plan now and be ready now, or become ready from now on, To achieve that, we have from the monitor, we have different representatives all over the world. We see a worldwide cooperative network of experienced literature distributors and distribution organizers who are intensely ecstatic due to having fulfilled all the GBC's resolution for literature distribution for Srila Prabhupada's centennial. So all our representatives in all the different countries, they have to become ecstatic. They have to be convinced that they can convince others, and they have to be ecstatic to convince others, not just by managerial, you have to do it. No, in this way. Demanding, you know. No, we have to be ecstatic. Those who are actually stay behind the book distribution, they have to go out themselves, and they have to become the greatest experienced and ecstatic devotees, that they can show the others how ecstatic it actually is to go out. We cannot make a sour face when we are preaching Sankirtan. We have to become ecstatic. Then others will also become ecstatic. They will think, yes, I also want to become like him or her. Huh? Because I see through his or her experience and example, achara, yad-yad achriti, shreshta, whatever great personalities are doing, the others will follow. So the message we have, you know, has to be preached enthusiastically and ecstatically, and then others will take it. And Srila Prabhupada's mission to distribute books is the most ecstatic service. It's not something dynamic, static, it's ecstatic. It's dynamic process, dynamic, it's ecstatic. Material world, everything is static. It degrades, you know, more and more, and everybody becomes more and more frustrated and unhappy. And then they all commit suicide, material and spiritual suicide. But we want to have ecstatic Sankirtan devotees, ecstatic members in ISKCON. And that will convince others to take up the mission. So all our representatives, we have representatives here. I will mention you a few. So for the global mass distribution, for the monitor, Rohini Sutta, Das. With the cooperation of all the Sankirtan devotees. For the northeastern Europe zone, we have Navina Nirada, Prabhu. Naturally, we also have Hari Namananda there, who is anyway inspiring, who is inspiring so many Sankirtan devotees all over the world. So he naturally will also help, and many others there. But Navina Nirada is the person there. He will also go this year to America, first time, for 3 weeks to inspire in America some book distribution. Actually, Kashtuba Prabhu, Kashtuba is here. He was in Germany for a half a year. From Prabhupada, from Janmashtami on till now, he was distributing every day Prabhupada's books. And so he got now a great taste and desire to start traveling party in the East Coast with brahmacharis. He wants to buy a van, he collected some money, he had some profit in Germany, and so he wants to start traveling Sankirtan party. Actually, in America, we can only distribute books and make devotees in America by going on traveling. We need unlimited traveling parties. It's such a huge country, 240 million people. 50 states. You have to correct me when I'm wrong. 50 states, 50 stars. I have on the flag. So it's a huge country, so many people, the most intelligent people in the world. Yeah. Why Prabhupada came to the West? Why he didn't come to England? Or to Germany? Like his God brothers. They went to this place. Prabhupada came to America because he knew they're very intelligent. He also said, you know, I went there, you know, because I wanted to do something else. I want to make a check. Yeah? I was saying? Try it, you know. Because his God brothers are failed in other places. No? Prabhupada, I go to America when I fail, then I will fail in America, not in England. So Prabhupada, because he was empowered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and by his Guru Maharaj Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, he went to America, and in a very short time he could spread Krishna consciousness all over the world, from America. America is like the shopping center for the whole world. Whatever America does, the whole world will follow. Right? Everybody is imitating America, the whole world. So when actually America takes more and more Krishna consciousness seriously, or when America takes up book distribution mission again, and distribute books not to millions again, like previously, that the whole world will follow more and more. It's the time now for America again, because America is right. The people have practically no books there, because till now, after 10 years, they send out the distributors, they distribute the books in the airports and exported them to other countries from the shopping center. But in the country itself, there are hardly any books. People actually don't know Hare Krishna in America so much. I meet many times Americans and I ask them about Hare Krishna and say, I never heard about you. And some they know, but they had never a book. They never have seen a book. They saw us on the street, on Harinams, but they don't have books. So the Americans, they want actually the books. They're actually very interested in books. In America, I have seen when I was there, they all read some small books, some booklets, some softbound book. Everyone has books in their hands or read magazines. So actually they're intelligent people, they want to have knowledge. So we want to give them the real knowledge of the Vedas, timeless Vedas. The knowledge about Krishna. So they were very, very happy that we have such stalwart devotees like Kastubha Prabhu. And Prahladananda Swami, who is going there, how many months in the year? Huh? Few months in the year he's there, 3-4 months in the year he's there. And I spoke yesterday with PBT trustee Swavas Prabhu from LA, and he's very much into it to push book distribution more and more, and he gives all support to the Sankirtan devotees. He also will make arrangement, he tries to make arrangement to get Sankirtan vans for a very cheap price, because now it's a traveling time in America. And Kastubha also, Vichai is going on traveling. His spiritual master sent him out to distribute books and traveling parties, not in airports anymore, because most of the airports anyway are closed. Then who else we have? Tara Prabhu, is he here? Tara Prabhu is taking part in this traveling party. Yagya Purusha. Rasananda Swami is one of the inspirators also. He will also be a representative. So Rasananda Swami, Prahladananda, Savas, and Kastubha Prabhu, there will be big contact with network for America. And then for India, we have Jai Bhattaka Maharaj. Then we have Bhakti Purushottam Swami, Pritu Prabhu, Kadamba Prabhu, and Bhima Prabhu. And Krishna, Gopal Krishna Maharaj. So they are monitoring, or they will see here in India that everything will be fired up and inspired for this event. Then for Canada, we have Subha Vilas Prabhu, who was also here for the festival, especially came to make plans and to hear about it, how to increase book distribution in Canada. He's working with the authorities together there. Then we have from the UK, in the, England, Shivaram Maharaj, and in France and Portugal, Paramgati Swami, and Italy, Spain, and Greece, Supta Vigraha Prabhu, and Australasia, Prigupati Prabhu, Praladananda Swami, and Nareshwara Prabhu. And then Far East, Kavichandra Swami, for Japan especially, and Africa, Bhakti Tirtha Swami, and South America, Ishvara Swami and Bhakti Bhushana Swami. And for the global qualitative development, we have Sundara Rupa Prabhu, who is working together with Swavas Prabhu also. So in this way we have quite a crew for CIS. I anyway will travel to the CIS, so I will be there. And Sanaka, Kumar, and Ananda Chaitanya. So these are the men. Naturally, we can increase more in other countries and places. When you have some ID, then you can come to me, somebody who wants to work with it. Very important is one has to be hooked up with a computer, with a comm system, that I can have that we can be in contact in this way. So these coordinators, they have to become very inspired. They have to be very inspired and convinced and then ecstatic for spreading and distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. So then we have, we see another vision is that we see devotees and non-devotees alike more informed of and impressed with Srila Prabhupada's glories through a greater variety of special literature about him. Therefore, we print this, all kinds of Prabhupada literature. We have in plan to, where is it? We have in plan a small introductory booklet containing an introduction to Srila Prabhupada and ISKCON, as well as a brief summary of Srila Prabhupada's life and teachings by Mukunda Swami and? Through the Karma Prabhu. It'll have to be 16 pages. Then a Daluk's centennial one or two volume edition of the unabridged Lilamrita, that's already printed in India here. There's a Lilamrita about Srila Prabhupada, Lilamrita. All the six books in one book. You can get it here in the fair expo. So all six books in one. It's a very nice book, and this will be reprinted and also distributed especially for the English speaking world. Then a deluxe centennial edition of the full set of Srila Prabhupada's big books, wherever it is possible. That means Bhagavad Gita, Nectar of Devotion, Krishna Book, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. And all these books, they should be, should have an embossed special centennial edition label on the cover or inside of the book, and the special supplementary reference sections with maps, chronologies, lineages, etc. The marketing of this set will be especially targeted to replace or exchange older sets already possessed by devotees and congregation members. Russian translator, you understand? It should have you got this? The marketing to distribute this set would be especially focused to replace or to exchange other old sets already possessed by devotees or congregational members, or even karmis, we have the books, we tell them, you should buy a new set, a spare set, in case you lost one, or some books are not here, or you will lose it in the future, because the books will get older, or you can make a present to somebody, or you can have one for in your home and one for in your office, or you can give it a present to your family members or friends. So this way we want to inspire set distribution all over the world, especially those places where the sets are available. I hope also more sets will come out in other languages in the future. It could also be marketed as a part of the Bhaktivedanta Archives library with a special bookcase and optional altar for a small murti of Srila Prabhupada, all custom designed by Matsyavatar Prabhu. So that means it's a whole bookshelf with all the available books of Srila Prabhupada inside, the full set, with the whole work of Prabhupada, also his letters, his conversations, the Bhagavatam lectures, Bhagavad Gita lectures, Chaitanya Charitamrita lectures, then the whole tape ministry with 800 or more tapes, with all the videos, and the Prabhupada murti in the middle. And that we can also sell or distribute to our friends and members in Krishna consciousness in ISKCON. What do you think about that? Good plan? Huh? You like it? Okay. So these are this first thing, section what we spoke now, that is mass distribution plans. Naturally, there will also be many other books written by Srila Prabhupada, like we anyway have, the mass distribution books, like Science of Self-Realization 1 and 2, and all books like that. Big books. We have around 300 pages. We also will distribute in the same time. So there should be all varieties of books distributed. And for every book, we should give out one of these life biographies of Srila Prabhupada. At least one, or they can take 10 or 20 or 100 that they can give it to their friends. Or the people where they're working. The workers, you know, the friends where they're working in the factory or in the office, they can also distribute this Prabhupada condensed form, 16 pages to them. Then, now we have another section, and this is under the supervision of Vishnumurti Prabhu and the BBT trustees, especially in America. Savas Prabhu is very much into it. I spoke with him yesterday. So there will be a special centennial edition of Vyasa Puja book. It should be at least the size of the Krishna art book. With many nice pictures in it, color pictures of Srila Prabhupada. And the offerings of the devotees from all over the world. Prabhupada disciples. And maybe yatras also. So then, second, a special national... No, that maybe will not become manifested. I heard the national Sonal Vyasa Puja.
Maybe
a national Sonal Vyasa Puja book, but that's not really sure. Or even temple. And then another one that's very interesting. Prabhu is preparing for France, and the world of temples. It's of temples all over the world. A book with the deities. It is done by Nikalananda Prabhu from Germany. And the World of Deities book by Nada Devidasi. And the musical, artistic and dramatic publications dedicated to Srila Prabhupada. All the literature about or dedicated to Prabhupada. So, this is our vision. Huh? You like everything? We presented this to the GBCs. GBCs show were looking, read all the papers, and they were they liked very much the ideas. There's only now some challenges or some obstacles to achieve this, and this is faithlessness, that we don't have faith in these goals or to achieve it. Then constraints of communication and travel, difficulties in travel and communication, lack of cooperation, lack of organization and planning, lack of leadership, managerial priorities, and institutionalism. So managerial priorities means, you know, when things I have to manage something else is more important now than book distribution. So this is an obstacle. There's nothing more important. Books are the basis, so everyone should fix his attention on book distribution, and then everything else will come also become successful from that. Then there's a lack of creative personal and talent, production constraints, insufficient investment and capital, lack of involvement of non-full-time personnel, and insufficiently developed congregational distribution network. And another thing is competing market demands and or strategies, a lack of confidence in the sales prospect, lack of expertise in sales management and marketing, a lack of resourcefulness, inexperience with or resistance to prospecting methods, sales management, marketing strategies, and so on. So there are also many obstacles can come. A lack of appreciation for the importance of literature distribution, failure or unwillingness to reinvest enough of the profits from literature distribution into its development. Understand? A failure or unwillingness to reinvest enough of the profits from literature distribution into its development. Another big obstacle is laziness. And then we will find out some other obstacle is a lack of faith in the possibility of achievement. We spoke already about that. And another one is a lack of motivation. Feelings of discouragement or intimidation by full-time distributors, a lack of interest in or sympathy for the difficulties of literature distribution, public ignorance or fear of the unfamiliar, a bad reputation, an impersonal lack of care for those to whom we are distributing. That means we have to learn to become more personal by presenting the books. A lack of culture or habit to explicitly express appreciation. A general lack of interest in reading Srila Prabhupada's books, and a general lack of education. And another obstacle is not enough books printed in the storehouse. We found out not enough books maybe there here. That would be the greatest scandal and greatest obstacle. There are no books in the storehouse. Or not enough, because we didn't plan far enough. We underestimated the marathon, or this whole year marathon. We think, anyway, we cannot maybe distribute so many. We only can have so and so much. We are happy when we can do that. But for that, I want to give you a short example. One marathon, 76. Yeah, it was a marathon. Every year we have Prabhupada marathon. Previously it was called Christmas marathon. So to that time, in Germany, marathons were not so much prominent, especially this Christmas marathon, because we thought anyway we are always a marathon. We are in the marathon the whole year. Why we should make a special marathon? So I thought like that. I'm in the marathon the whole year. But I realized that actually it was a trick of Maya. Maya tricks me. Yes, you are always a marathon, Prabhu. You don't have to make a special endeavor on December. Just do what you're doing. And you, anyway, you will do good. Do good, you know, like ever. And so I did just normal, like I did. But then when I read the newsletter in the end of the December, I was shocked. America, the world is now distributed 200-300 books in a day. And I distributed about 100-120, and I thought, yes, marathon, I'm big, nobody will be bigger. And I was surprised, you know, that it's so big, such huge amount of books in America, in France, in Italy, all over the world. I think it was 77, that it's so big. Especially it was the last year Prabhupada was on the planet. And all over the world they did a huge effort, you know, to please Srila Prabhupada. But we were actually sleeping, you know. We thought, you know, we are anyway on marathon. And the whole world defeated us like anything, 1977. France especially, even America also at that time was very strong. And Italy also was very strong. And England. So they all did huge, 77 and 78. But we were complacent, we thought, anyway, we are a marathon. What's the use of a special marathon? And that's a great obstacle, it's a great danger that we underestimate this 1996 Prabhupada centennial. We underestimate it. We think, hey, we anyway do whatever we can do. And then you will be surprised in the end of the year when you hear the result from all over the world. For those who actually took it seriously and distributed incredible amount of books, more books, you know, it will blow your mind. Yeah, we will be shocked. Like after a marathon, sometimes one is shocked so many books are distributed. We never could think about it. And we heard about that some devotees distribute 500 books. Few years ago, never without, you know, 500 books is possible. I remember Tamal Krishna Maharaj once came to England. He was Prabhupada's secretary, 1977, and he gave a Sankirtan lecture. He was saying, "So the day will come." He spoke about the Sankirtan history, how in America they started with Back to Godhead magazines. And distributed from 10, 20, 50, 100, and even more. And then finally they distributed more small books and then big books. And it increased gradually more and more till they could distribute 100 big books and even 200 big books. And this was saying, the day will come, maybe we can distribute 500 books or even 1,000 books. And everybody was shaking their head in disbelief. How is it possible? 1,000 books in a day. We all laughed in shock of disbelief. We all had culture shock or an aftershock, you know. After an earthquake, it's an aftershock, you know. And all the people, they're completely also in shock, you know. And they're just laughing, although it's a completely heavy situation, but one laughs. And you get something on the head, you know, or you're insured, you know, when you're in shock, you laugh. You sometimes think, why this guy is laughing? He burned his whole arm or his whole body and he's laughing because he's in a shock state. So we were all in shock, 1,000 books, ha ha ha. We were completely, how is it possible, you know? But then it actually only 1 year later it was possible, no? One devotee, he did the 1,000 book. Every day, 7,000 books in 1 week. One French devotee. And then Krambichai was his name. Or his name. And then we have Harinamananda. He distributed 500, 700, 800, 900 and almost 1,000 books in 1 day. Like 6,000-7,000 books he did in 1 week. Or in short time. So this was possible. And now in Russia we hear they distribute 3,000-4,000 books in 1 day. They distribute 30,000 books in 1 month. Jayapata Kamanashi, this is about the 40,000 folks in Prabhupada Marathon. 40,000, you will hear tonight, you will not believe your ears. And in case you hear, you know, it is the truth. They did it. 40,000 book points. Just in a few hours. With proper intelligence and proper organization, you can do so much. Some devotees, you know, they're distributing books, you know, like a heavy worker, you know, jumping from, running from one person to another. You work 10, 12 hours till he collapses. He's working like a madman. That's okay, the books are going out. But in the end, he's completely finished. He just takes rest, you know, collapses in his sleeping bag. Some devotees, you know, you can see, you know, they go from person to person. You hardly see that they move, that they speak. You know, that they do anything, you know. And the books are flying out, you know, somebody takes 7 books, 10 books, whole sets. Huh? Like when you observe Navina Nirada or Harinamananda. Huh? You don't see that the books are, that they actually distribute books, right? The people are completely in bliss. No? That's, sometimes we work very hard and we think, yes, the hard work will distribute the book. And some they just walk a little around, you know, and meet different kinds of people, you know, 20, 30 people, and distribute 500 or 1,000 books in a day. And some others, you know, who know how to use others, how to engage others. No? Or make nice plans, you know, like Mayapur, they made such a fantastic plan this year that they actually defeated the whole world in the Prabhupada Marathon. Because they planned, you know, they engaged everyone. The Namahatta people, they have practically, how many, Jayapatakumar showed me, over 1,000 Namahatta centers here in Bengal. And they all distribute the books, part-time, full-time, whenever they had time, they distribute the books. So therefore, Mayapur was number one, because they engaged so many people, so many devotees in distribution of Prabhupada's books in the marathon. So that's intelligence. Prabhupada is saying that there's lazy intelligence and active intelligence, and of these two intelligences, the lazy intelligence is better. Because lazy intelligence means, you know, you make arrangement that others can distribute books. You engage others in book distribution. But you can do alone. One person is limited. But when you can engage 5,000 devotees, no, or 50, then they will do more than you alone. No? But still, we need also the single example, those who are going directly out on the street and distribute the books, person to person, house to house, factory to factory, shop to shop, shopping centers, car to car. That's also needed, this kind of book distribution. That's actually the, how we say, the frontier work, directly going to the front. So therefore, these devotees get actually big credit, big, they should get a big applause tonight, because there are street book distributors who are going out directly and distribute the books on the street, meeting person to person. So they do a hard work for Krishna and Prabhupada. And also those who know how to engage others, and employ others to distribute books, a whole yatra. And also can, by themselves, they can distribute so many books, should get so much applause. So, everyone who takes somehow or other part in this Sankirtan mission, in this book distribution mission, you know, he gets all benefits, all blessings from Prabhupada and the whole Guru Parampara and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda, and Radha and Krishna. So we should not underestimate these marathons and these events of 1996. Otherwise we will regret in the end of the year that we actually were sleeping, that we were spaced out, that actually Maya tricked us. So therefore we should take care, that the managers have to take care that there are enough books there, enough Sankirtan vans, enough traveling parties, enough devotees who are already on the already in the first, in the marathon 95, in the marathon, December marathon, that they're already ready. 95, they should be ready. That's actually the start for the whole year marathon then. So it's a lot of work, a lot of energy we need, and concentration for that. And we have two main marathons in that year, we were discussing. And the main marathon is the December marathon, Prabhupada marathon, for 1 month. Everyone who is ISKCON devotee, because it's winter time, they should go out on the street. There's nothing else to do. Everyone should engage somehow or other to distribute books in that month. And then then we have the Srila Prabhupada Vyasa Puja marathon, it's also 1 month. We make 1 month. Whoever can take part in that marathon, he should also make a huge effort to distribute millions of books. And then those full-time distributors who anyway go out full-time all over the year, they should give the best effort in this year to distribute as many books as possible. They should beat their own records. Not enough books, and that's actually the thing. To see that I didn't forget anything, you know.
Too much bureaucracy as
well. Huh? These points are very important. You see, that's typical something now. It's just paper now, you know, we think. But it's very important words in this paper. Now, I told already in the beginning, maybe it's paper now, but we want to realize it. Like Prabhupada, books are also only paper. Right? We have so many papers we are actually producing and distributing. Why we are doing that? Huh? Just because of the sake of distributing? No, we want to do something, we want to please Srila Prabhupada, we want to become Krishna conscious ourselves. And want to bring everyone back home, back to Godhead. It's not just paper. These are authorized words. And we should have faith in it and develop our vision to achieve these goals. So therefore, every one of you should actually have a copy of this paper that you can have this goal in your, or visualize this more and more, and become conscious about it. Actually, you should put it in a frame. Meditate every day on it. It's not just paper. It's a big plan, you know. A plan is not just paper. It's paper now, but it has to become realized now. They need your help. Right? You agree? Okay. So, are there any questions? Everybody's in shock now. The shock. There's two kinds of shock. Either you laugh like a madman, or you become completely silent. You know, become like a doll, like a statue. That's also a shock. For me. But we try also maybe to send it around the world, and I'm in the West, to all the temples, make it maybe a little more summarized, because the photocopy machine broke down here in the town. But you have it on tape also, so for the time being you have some material. Most of the things, oh, this is on the paper I told you now. It's a little more, but it's not so important. The most important things I told now. So, another question?
About the replication program,
yes, the 100 Rata Yatras. in plan. And this Radhiyatas should be used in order to distribute many, many books. All these festivals should be used to distribute many, many books. It should support book distribution. I heard Swavas Prabhu in LA, in Los Angeles. They wanted to do a huge Ratha Yatra, the biggest Ratha Yatra ever. They want to invest $100,000 for that Ratha Yatra. $100,000. It will be a huge Ratha. Normally they invest $50,000. They double it. Los Angeles. Ja, es hat mich schon angemeldet. Angemeldet. Also angemeldet. I announced myself already to go also to this Ratha Yatra in Los Angeles. Announced?
About tremendous Spanish
Sankirtan
in American.
Huh?
Because in South America, Sankirtan is down every time.
Actually, this 1996, you know, this centennial has another far out opportunity. Because it gives a good impulse in such countries where the devotees stopped book distribution and book distribution went very much down, you know, that they actually can increase. We'll give them inspiration, because in this year, when they cannot do it in this year, then they will never do it. That's the only opportunity for them. It's the only opportunity. And we have Bhakti Bhushana Swami now is in charge for the BBT, for the Spanish BBT. He will produce a lot of books. I think for Spanish countries you need very cheap books. Millions of cheap books. You will become one of the biggest countries when you have cheap, small books. Because you come from Brazil?
No, from Argentina.
Argentina is huge.
No, but they stay now in Venezuela, it's a small country.
All this country can do big.
Not in Brazil. Mexico is very nice for me, the Sankirtan, because they stopped the bus. He told anybody.
Guru Prasad Swami, he told me, yes. he promises that he wants to distribute, how many have you told me? I think 1 million, he promised. 1 million he wants to distribute of this 100 million. 1 million for his son, Mexico. What's his son? Guru Prasad.
Guru Prasad Swami is staying in Mexico and Guadalajara. This night, this mission.
Yeah. So because he also told me they need very cheap books, then they can distribute a lot of amount.
It's only Mexico and Argentina.
Yeah. What time? So please tell to all your friends and to everyone you see or meet Yarede Ketareka Krishna Upadesh. Tell everyone, you know, that tonight is the award ceremony, 6:45. Quarter to seven you should be there. Because at 7 o'clock it will start, so that means you have to be there 6:45. Main stage outside here.
Alright.
Something else? Russians? Ruski? Question?
Light the match.
Huh?
Okay, somebody who wants some books with the signature of Lokanath Maharaj, Rohini Sutta.
Anibal, can you stay here? I have to make an announcement for those who come to the award ceremony.
Guys!